Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at the Farley Service Plaza with Cheekies and Pete's for the official kickoff to summer. Pete getting ready to pay the tolls on the AC Expressway from 4 to 5. A guy who knows Pete Cherokee very well and knows the weather even better is our very own Tornado Shapiro for the weekend forecast. I assume you have the big holiday weekend forecast, Tornado.
That's right, fella. Trying to manifest some drier and warmer weather in time to start the summer. How about we kick it off with a little music, please?
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
We need suns out to get the buns out for Memorial Day weekend. You know it's the unofficial start of short shorts, mini skirts, and warm fronts. Sundresses, halter tops, and bikinis, mind your zucchini. Get that heat index to rise to the occasion. Come on.
Goodness gracious.
Well, the rest of the day, I give it a 50-50 shot of sunshine. Of course. Tonight it'll stay cool with a possible shot of darkness, low 50, wind out of the south, 13 miles an hour, but fragrant, and Chickies and Pete's giving you free tolls. Reminds me of a traffic gal out of Absecon, WWWGOO, Freeway Fiona. She was free just like the tolls. We called her Easy Pass. Come on. You know, I ran with Frank S. Farley a little bit in the 1960s before he helped pave the way for the expressway. One night it was Pat Farley, myself, we're hanging out with Sal Fasano at the Latin Casino in Cherry Hill. It was myself, Ike, Pete Cherokee, Pat Farley, Big Sal, and the geeter with the heater. Well, we're eating and drinking and smoking and joking. Nobody wants to get... Somebody out of the blue gets the bright idea, hey, let's walk to Atlantic City. Well, we got tired halfway down there when Hep Farley said, let's rest right here. And that rest stop has become famous. Next thing you know, they put a Farley's picture up there, and you guys are broadcasting live, eating the world-famous crab fries. By the way, good luck to everybody going down to the water park at the seashore, especially Jeff Lurie. Here's hoping all of his wet and wild dreams come true. Hello!
Yeah, leave him alone.
The Phillies are going for 8 in a row tonight in Sacramento. Personally, my streak is at 11 days in a row right now as we speak.
Oh, really?
I'm still reaping the benefits of the Miss Weather Gal pageant and convention earlier this month. Hello. I spent some time in Sacramento with KSAC, the SAC. Hung out with Governor Schwarzenegger. I spent time with Arnold. It was me, Ike, Arnold, Adam West, and Arnold's housekeeper. We all had ice cream, and she washed our bowls.
Wait a minute. What?
What?
Our bowls. Bowls. We had ice cream.
Oh.
Housekeeper.
Okay. All right.
Arnold had a similar reaction. He told me, never come back. Well, the A's are a bad club. They're so bad they keep changing stadiums to hide from their fans. Are they in Oakland? San Jose? Vegas? Vegas is probably best. Nobody will know how bad they are because what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Except for that love child I found out about in 1973.
Okay. Wait, you found out in 1973? How old are you, Tornado?
Last time I was in the Bay Area, it was myself, Ike, Mark McGuire, Jose Canseco, and a weather gal by the name of Bonnie Biggums from KBOOM, The Bang. Plenty of shots, no alcohol. Things got crazy when Canseco ran into his old nemesis, Danny Bonaducci. Canseco chased him down the street screaming and yelling. Bonnie and I ended the night playing Connect the Dots on Mark McGuire's back acne. Come on! Another time we had to MC the old-timers game over at Oakland. We went out afterwards to the Golden Corral. Myself, Ike, Ricky Henderson, Catfish Hunter, Raleigh Fingers. Catfish only ate meat. Ricky stole 5 platters, and you didn't want to smell Raleigh's fingers.
Okay, it's time for the forecast. Time to wrap it up. Give us the weekend forecast.
Prepare for cool with the sun going in and out. The warmest day is going to be Monday, and it's only going up to 75. Partly cloudy Monday, 50-50 shot of sun. And I'll give it an even shot at precip. If you're at a picnic, remember the sunscreen, but don't forget an umbrella. Protect your family. Don't listen to the haters. This has been the greatest forecast of all time. Outro music, please.
You know, we're going to eventually have to get him his outro music. He wants it so badly.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
Hey, Buzz, I know I had it in a different segment. Do you have the Chris Sims audio here? Been a chance. So Chris Sims was ranking quarterbacks with Colin Cowherd, and we know Chris Sims has not always been the biggest Jalen guy.
No, made a lot of sense, though.
Yeah, here's what he had to say.
Jaden Daniels, Jalen Hurts, Matt Stafford, and Herbert, but are you comfortable with tier two?
I would put C.J. Stroud in front of over there in front of Jalen Hurts. We have a little bit of a revisionist history here. He won the Super Bowl, and everybody just forgot about the 10 weeks before that we were like, wait, the passing game and the quarterback was the issue. His top receiver said, what's wrong with the team? The passing game. So how can now you be one of the best quarterbacks in the game? I think I would have C.J. Stroud in his place on that tier.
So, you know, as one of the resident WIP Jalen doubters, mm-hmm. putting C.J. Stroud ahead of him is pretty audacious, considering the season Stroud just had.
Yeah.
Now, the year before, Stroud had a great rookie year. Mm-hmm. Jalen did not have a great 2023. Could see it. Could absolutely see it, especially when you look at the trajectory of what we all thought Stroud would be.
Yeah.
But Stroud didn't have a great year last year. I don't know. Putting Stroud ahead of him seems a little hatery to me.
Yeah. I guess. I mean, listen, I would not have Stroud even in the same category with Stafford and Jaden Daniels and those guys.
No.
Like C.J. Stroud, sure, you had a nice rookie year, but you followed it up with a subpar second year. I understand injuries at the receiver position. I get all of that. But it's not about making excuses about what you did. So we'll see what he looks like after this year. He gets a chance to get back in there. I still like C.J. Stroud, but
– Oh, yeah, it's not a statement about how you think he might be at some point.
Right.
It's just where he is now.
And for me, see, this is where I disagree with Chris Sims, and I disagree with you and Fritz and anyone who doesn't necessarily have Jalen in that upper echelon class. A, I think it's a year-to-year thing. Until you've proven that you've done it consistently, then you can sort of be grandfathered into that elite status to where you're not necessarily proving yourself every year. And I'll throw Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, and I'll even throw Lamar in that category. He's the two-time MVP.
Burrow?
Joe Burrow, yeah. But you know what? The thing that I'll say with Joe Burrow is I like Joe Burrow, but anybody that would argue – Joe Burrow's been injured a lot, doesn't make the playoffs every year, sort of living off the 1 year he went to the Super Bowl. Like, that's a legitimate argument when you want to separate who's, sure, who's done what and who belongs in what category. But I have Joe Burrow in the elite category. Sure. I do. He's in the elite category. Thought he could have easily won the MVP last year. And he'll certainly be a candidate this year. But where I got to put Jalen in there is that there has to be something said for what you ultimately want your quarterback to do. Do you want him to impress you with stats, or do you ultimately want him to lead your team to wins and victories? And I understand last year was about Saquon. I'm not saying it wasn't. But Jalen has shown that he has been the engine for the majority of the wins. They just got Saquon last year. He had already been to a Super Bowl before Saquon. One could argue, Jalen has made AJ better. AJ's numbers are better here than they were in Tennessee. Playing with Jalen in this offense with this type of quarterback, as well as the other weapons, brought Saquon to fruition, right? Like in other words, people have come here and they've gotten better. Yes, they've made Jalen better as well, but it wasn't like Stephon Diggs didn't change Josh Allen's outlook, right?
Now, Diggs left and Josh Allen.
That was
Allen
last
got...
year. He just proved that.
Right.
But before
Before then, yes.
It was Stephon Diggs being there.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
That helped him, right? And you can say the same with Joe Burrow. He is a great quarterback. He's never been without the best talent. That goes back to his college days as well. He's never been without top talent at the wide receiver position, right? That helps him put up astronomical numbers. Lamar Jackson, he's the only one that you can say from a receiver standpoint has not had the level of talent that the other guys have and still has done what he's done. I'll put him in there. All I'm saying is that I think those other guys, I think Jalen separated himself from the C.J. Strouds and all those guys. Those guys have to fight to get in a category with Jalen Hurts. I think Jalen fought his way into the category with those other four guys. He's gone to two Super Bowls. He's been an MVP candidate. He's been All-Pro. He's been Pro Bowl. Like, he's done all those things.
Do you put Stafford in that category, too?
Yes. Well, I mean, I don't view Stafford as an elite quarterback.
Okay.
Very good, though.
Okay.
Very good. I would even say you can make the argument he's definitely a better thrower of the football than Jalen.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, he's definitely a better thrower of the football than Jalen.
Yeah.
I think there's an argument for Stafford there. I think there is. I mean, he was back in the division round last year, right? The year before, he took a team with a bunch of young players and carried them to the playoffs the year before. So I think there's an argument for Stafford to be there.
It's a big year for him, by the way. And I know he's later
and
in his
career.
And
he's older.
But I think what he does over the next 3 years, I think, will help determine how he's remembered.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think he could be remembered either way.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
If they have another run, if they happen to get to another Super Bowl, even if they don't win one, I think Stafford gets remembered as, like, maybe not all-time great, not Peyton Manning and Tom
Brady.
Yeah, I
wouldn't put him there.
But below that, the level below that, I think you could make it, if he gets to another Super Bowl, you could make an argument he's been like over Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For
Like now, Rodgers, to your eye, Rodgers was outstanding and made
but he came up short in big games.
But he did. But he did.
He did. Yeah, Stafford, I would say, I mean, I've been impressed with Stafford's career as a Ram. Even though with all the numbers he put up in Detroit, I thought he underachieved in Detroit.
Sure, yeah.
At least he went on and won a Super Bowl, and I think those Rams teams the last 2 years have overachieved.
Oh, absolutely.
Like they've overachieved.
Absolutely. 215-592-9494. All right, so Memorial Day weekend. We're here, you know, by the AC Expressway. Maybe you're going down the shore. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're not until, I don't know, Sunday or something. Colonial Hyundai is hooking you up this Memorial Day weekend with the Memorial Day weekend sales event. So Thursday, which is yesterday, today, Saturday, and Memorial Day, two things you get to choose from at Colonial. Everybody does. One, 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. Any new Hyundai that's up to 10 grand. You want a Palisade, you want an Ioniq, you want an Elantra, whatever it is, Tucson, 20% off any new Hyundai in stock, or you get $6,500 for your trade no matter what condition it's in. Good, you could push it up there. Could have two wheels. Might be missing a steering wheel. What is going on?
It's the smallest little dog
I've
ever
seen. It's a dog.
Seen. That's
okay.
So loud.
I didn't know if it was a person or a dog. Just wanted to make sure it was a dog.
I thought it was Seltzer.
Yeah. Colonial Hyundai, all weekend long, 20% off or $6,500 for your trade, no matter what condition it's in. And you're going to get the best financing in the business. Rates as low as 0%. Online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. Okay, Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at Mark's-Jewelers.com. Who is a bigger deal, Metallica or Beyonce? That is the Twitter question.
Wow.
What do you think? What do you think?
Well, Beyonce.
What do you think the percentage is at?
I would go 70% Beyonce.
65.2% Metallica.
Wow.
That's there our fan base.
Yeah. Well, you get Metallica's been around 40 years. They're playing the Link. Let's not act like it's a club band or something.
Well, I mean, I probably wouldn't know their music.
You would know some songs.
I mean, I probably would know some of their
Yeah,
songs.
You would know some. You know
I certainly know more Beyonce songs than
That's
I do Metallica.
For sure. Yeah, you would know some Metallica songs. I think we'd probably get to five.
I think
recognize,
so. I think
you know,
so,
recognize
yes.
five, yeah. 215-592-9494. Big Aaron in West Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Big A?
Hey, happy Memorial Day, fellas. And I'm about to go off in a minute.
Let him cook.
What the hell is Elliot talking about? What the hell? I think we don't know. Supposed to open a checkbook. Like, that's a big deal, opening a damn checkbook.
Well, it is compared to other owners. Not every owner opens their checkbook.
That's some kind of checkbook, man. That ain't nothing, man. Open up the damn checkbook.
Were you around for Ed Snyder and Harold Katz with the Sixers who didn't want to open up their checkbook? It is a big deal.
It's different now because we have a cat. You have to open up this. You have to open up
stuff. Nope. I mean, that's not true. I mean, there's luxury tax.
I don't want to talk about it.
Now you don't want to talk about it. You're about to go off 30 seconds ago. Now you don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it. Listen, Jack, did you swim?
Did I swim?
Yeah, do you swim in a pool? Do you swim in an ocean?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm Michael Phelps, but I can swim.
Okay, listen, stop right there. You're the only foxhole guy there. In the summer. What the hell's wrong with you, Ike? Oh, let it go to my chef. Let me sit.
And then you have to dip his toes in spike.
Yeah. Me too, yeah.
Oh, you don't know what's in there.
Exactly. Hey, I don't trust the
water. Wait a minute.
Man.
Have you ever watched, like, Discovery Channel or something? See what's in the friggin' ocean?
Yeah. I was swimming in the pool I was swimming in the ocean when Jaws was out.
Ron
Jaworski.
Mr. Tough Aaron. Yes. With your swimmies.
Foxhole Jack. That's
yep.
Yeah, let him go. He can go in there.
Yeah. By the way, we're in
a hole, all right.
By the way, we're in New Jersey. We're not in, like, you know, where the scary parts of the ocean.
There's sharks in New Jersey.
Not real ones.
Yeah, they are.
Are you kidding?
Oh, now, what's the bit? Was it a great white?
Well, I mean, needed.
Does it have to be a great white?
Yeah.
Well, like, what do you think we're doing here? There's some jellyfish.
Yeah, I don't want to step on a jellyfish.
You go to Cape May, there's nice dolphins.
I've seen the dolphins at Cape May.
You ever swam with dolphins?
No.
Let me give you this. The brothers.
Swam. That's not a word.
Can I?
Loud and clear.
We used to go to AC back in the day. That's all we did. That's all our parents.
Oh. So I'm glad somebody from the delegation stepped up. Is that where we go to the AC?
Yeah, back in the day we did. We don't go no more.
Right? Oh, okay.
Oh, right.
Wildwood, Matt. We go to Wildwood.
There it is.
Wildwood.
Wildwood. North Wildwood. We do that. We don't hit all these little beaches, all between and all that. That ain't for us. We don't go down there. We don't hit all Avalon.
Well, you're allowed.
We don't go
there. Yeah, I know.
We skip them and go
to
City, Maryland. We go to Ocean City, Maryland, or we go to, like, the Delaware Beach.
Okay.
Ocean City, Maryland, Delaware beaches are great.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a Delaware guy.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's what we do. We don't stop in them other ones going down. We don't stop there.
What's wrong with you, man?
It's too much. Like, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this, you can't do that.
With certain rules? Like that. Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of rules down here. They ain't talking about rules down here yet. It's fully. Very ruly down.
They didn't tell you about the rules.
We got out of there. I'm all in with the Philly. I'm all in.
Oh, there it is.
But they got to do something, though, Jack. They got to do something.
They do.
When Painter come up, is he going to start or are you going to go to the bullpen?
He's starting.
Starting. So who's going to go to the bullpen?
I think they're probably going to go six, man. Well, and, like, it depends on Nola being healthy. But, like, they're probably just going to go to a six-man rotation. There's no one going to the bullpen right now. They're all pitching too well.
Well, Taiwan will be in the bullpen.
Taiwan's already gone, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Taiwan will be in the bullpen.
Just keep bouncing back and forth.
Yeah. Nah, well, there'll be an update on that in the High Hope Shockey Baseball.
Oh.
So we need somebody to get in the bullpen for the stretch run. We need somebody in there.
I kind of like this six-man rotation with Painter there, because that way you use him less and you have him for longer.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you love or hate about the summer?
Yeah, what do you love or hate? Yeah, for next question. We all know you want those Thomas Rhett tickets.
I love the Creed tickets. I don't want none of those tickets.
No. All right.
It's my birthday in the summer.
Okay.
I love it. It's my birthday.
Yeah.
I mean, in June.
All right. Okay.
I don't even want to know how old you'll be.
No, I think Big A's younger than you think.
Yeah, I don't think he's 60 yet.
Really? Okay.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Oh, he talks like
that. Aaron's in his probably in his
early
30s.
Yeah.
Aaron's in his 30s. So.
Big Aaron talks like he's like 75
I know.
Or 80.
Yeah, he's, I don't think he's 60.
No, we've met him. He's not in his 70s or 80s.
No.
We met him at Chickies.
So earlier when you were arguing with Elliot about Sixers ownership and you brought up Harold Katz.
Yeah.
And then he brought back up Harold Katz. Do you think he had any idea who that was?
He has no idea.
He has no idea who Harold Katz is, right?
He can't.
Oh, Big A?
No, we're talking about Elliot.
Elliot.
Oh.
Because Elliot brought him up in his argument earlier.
And, did he?
Yeah, after Spike said it earlier in the argument.
Yeah. Oh.
And knowing Elliot, like I think I know Elliot, there's a 0% chance he'd ever heard who Harold Katz was before you.
Well, I don't know. He probably to get ready for the debate with Rhea.
I know. Maybe.
He might have looked up some stuff.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. He might have just picking up the context clues of what I said.
Yeah.
Because Harold Katz was a cheap owner.
Well, that's his thing. And it's his basically saying that Joshua Harris isn't those guys.
Yeah, and he's not.
Right.
He's not. I think, I understand why people don't like Josh Harris. Let's put it that way. Like, I understand why people don't think he's a good owner. He is. The thing that you pointed about him not being around, what it does is he doesn't get any leeway.
Yep.
You know, if they – sure, the team has been better than it was. And if they had won a championship, I don't think anybody would care about Josh Harris at all. But when you don't win a championship, that other stuff buys you – a little bit of – and by the way, you know, John Middleton is around. If this team in the next 2 or 3 years doesn't get there, he's going to see heat.
He'll
too.
Catch heat. Yep.
But he won't catch as much heat as Josh Harris does, I don't think, because he's around and he is seen as a fan.
And by the way, I don't think Joshua Harris is a bad owner.
No, he's not.
I don't think he's a bad owner.
Yeah.
I was just trying to really convey to Elliot why most people which I think is a big part of the reason why they don't connect with him.
Sure, yeah.
And won't give him the benefit of the doubt.
He's not around.
Yeah.
You know, he's not around. He doesn't seem like he's engaged. He doesn't, you know. Now,
it's just like another, it's just like, it's a team he owns.
Yeah.
Like, it's another business.
Yeah, he just doesn't.
It's another business.
He doesn't look at these things. And I do think there are going to be more owners like him in the next 25 years. Mm-hmm. We'll see owners that are spread around that own a bunch of different things. But, like, that's not what people want. Here.
Not here, yeah.
Yeah.
You can do that in Miami,
want.
L.A. Like, yeah, you can do that in some of those other cities.
But Jeff Lurie probably has a bunch of different investments.
I agree.
But we don't see him sitting, you know, sideline of a, you know, he didn't buy the Celtics.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
He didn't. So, all right, coming up next, the final debate of debate days.
Yes.
Morgani versus Bros.
Speaking of owners.
What?
Who owned the Flyers?
Comcast Spectacor.
Okay.
Yeah. It was at Snyder, but well, under course, Comcast, yes. Or whatever. Yeah. Comcast owns him. Yeah.
All right.
Faceless
owner.
I guess Jonesy is the face now. He's not an owner, but Jonesy is the face.
Are we like the Packers now?
Who is it?
Isn't it Dan Hafferty?
Hilferty.
Hilferty.
We're trying to act like you know hockey.
I thought I know hockey. And I think he's the face of the group.
The face of Comcast Spectacor.
Yes.
All right, so that is next. Also, your chance to be in or out on the Phils by 6 p.m. That's the deadline. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.